Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners.
Well, it's Cirque du Soleil, their second week. This is their wrapping up weekend. They do two and three shows a day.
Well, actually, there are six shows left. Today at noon, then three. Tomorrow, Saturday, 1, 4, and 7:30. And then Sunday at 3. And then they're gone. So get moving.
It is a wondrous, magical show.
Just as advertised. One of the things I fell in love with was right away, these little dancing clowns who come out. And you know those Keith Haring stick figures with motion lines?
Yes, they
That's
look like
they
that.
That's what they looked like.
They do. Well, you probably are wondering how this show gets put together. And as luck would have it, I got to meet Adesio Moreno Barata, who is the director choreographer of this tour, with Cirque du Soleil for 27 years.
Wow. Did she start off with Cirque? Is that her thing? Or?
No. Let's hear her talk about it.
I am at Chase with Adesio Moreno Barata. She is the choreographer and performance designer for Cirque du Soleil, the Christmas show.
Yes.
Which means you were there in the very beginning, before there was anything, when there was nothing.
Yes, I was one of the original designers on the acrobatic side, and also I was the assistant of the stage director, James Hadley.
So where did the idea of the show come from? You were just simply handed, we're going to take this story and make it into a circus?
Well, the BP director of creation, they were doing a brainstorm, and actually it came out, why not do a Christmas show about the poem, the classic poem of Clement Clerc, A Visit from St. Nicholas. So it started like that, and then we started to make the evolution of the concept. Then we bring the acrobatics, then we bring the scenography, the costumes, the makeup, the lighting, all the departments, they come together to make that concept and make the evolution of every scene, every transition. My job is more to bring the skeleton, we call it, acrobatically speaking, that makes sense throughout the whole show.
Now this interests me because Cirque du Soleil is known for its departure from traditional circus, mm-hmm. and yet it is very much in the tradition of circus. And I spoke to one performer, he said he was seventh generation circus from South America. And so I was wondering, do you have the acts in place and then work them into the story? Or do you have the story and say, well, we need an aerialist here?
Well, in this case, and to ask that before, the stage director put together a story. And then I work with him with what type of disciplines and acrobatics could fit into the story in every scene that he was developing.
So kind of both at once, but you had you had not hired the performers at that point?
No, not
no.
at all. Not
okay,
at all.
So,
at all.
So then you decided, okay, we're going to need a juggler here, we're going to need something.
Then I create what is the wave of the acrobatics, right? Where do we start? Do we start with an aerial? Do we start with a floor performance? Do we start with a clown? I create the wave of the acrobatics, and we have certain number of acrobatic acts that we want to do. Here we have 10, 9 there are acrobatics, and then we have also a dance number with Le Toux, one of the characters.
And you do start with a clown. You start with a group of clowns in front of the curtain, and then they take us into the world and you trick us.
Yes, of course. Magic of Cirque du Soleil comes into place.
Right, because this little befuddled father who we think cannot walk and chew gum at the same time.
In the end, he's doing an amazing acrobatic lamp, we call it, no? I mean, we trick in the idea of bringing first the audience into the concept, right? What we want them to imagine or what we want them to perceive. And then we go on into the story and we bring these amazing disciplines and acts that I have to develop and create into the story. It's not just to do an act.
And they are amazing. I mean,
They're all amazing. I mean, we do really intense casting. I propose artists that maybe I know, I worked with them before, or I know that they're going to fit in well with the story. Also, artistically speaking, not just acrobatically, you know, that they have this presence and the personality that we need to pursue these characters.
But these are among the best in the world.
They are. Yes. We are. We try to bring the best in every show that we do.
I was talking to Luis, who is the juggler, and yes, you're just astonished at his entire...
And he's a particular character in the show that we see it throughout the whole show, guiding Isabella, one of the main characters, throughout this magic, fantastic world that is Twice Than Before.
But I also had to speak with him in two languages.
Yes.
It is a very international cast.
It is really international. I'm lucky because I'm from Spain, so I speak Spanish too. So with him, we speak Spanish. It's more comfortable for him.
And his wife was giving a baby that night.
That was insane. Every day we were like, do you have the baby? Do you have the baby? And I'm like, do you need to go? Do you don't need to go? Because of course, we want the artist to be happy also.
Right.
You know? So we were wondering, do we need to let him go? And we don't have a jolly on this story anymore. I mean, we have replacements also.
But your company, it's very much like a family, and they are having Christmas in Buffalo.
Yes, we are.
Is there a planned activity for the company?
Yeah, we always do.
We always
gather together. We go for dinner tomorrow. We'll go for dinner all together, and we do the Secret Santa. we give each other presents because we don't have our families, no? We need to create a good ambience and happiness because it shows on stage. We need to be happy off stage in order to be happy on stage.
Right, and some people have been with Cirque for years.
Yeah. Like myself.
How long have you been with Cirque du Soleil?
26 years.
26 years? You're only 26 years old.
No, thank you.
Athletes, keep it together. Well, you began as a performer.
Yes, I did. I come from rhythmic gymnastics. I did a sport for 10 years.
You were on a Spanish national team, yes?
Yes, I was. I was chosen for the Olympics 92. And then Cirque du Soleil came to Spain a long time ago. I don't know if I want to say because you will know my age. No, I'm going to say it. 1998, they came into Spain for first time in Barcelona. I'm from Barcelona.
Yes.
For the first time with the show Alegría. And they did some auditions and they were looking for rhythmic gymnastics. And I heard from a friend, from a coach that told me, Cirque du Soleil is here. We didn't know about what Cirque du Soleil was. In Spain, the circus that I always saw before, it was the traditional circus with animals and everything. So didn't have the knowledge of who they were. They were looking for four rhythmic gymnastics and they wanted to create a number for one of their shows coming up. So I called a few friends, we got together, we put a number together and we went into the auditions and luckily we were what they wanted. So they chose us, and in 3 weeks they say, you need to be in Montreal. And I was like, what?
What? And it became your life.
It became my life. I throw the dice and I was like, why not? But I knew myself that I wanted to keep going into the art. I didn't know if it was on stage, off stage, as a dancer, as an acrobat. I didn't really know, but for me, my heart told me, yes, you gotta go.
And
so
you did.
I left to Montreal.
So when I see this show, is there a part of the show that is most like your former self, or is it all you?
Well, it's hard to say, but through my years, I was with them as an artist for 10 years. I did many, many disciplines. You know, I did Chinese pole, Russian swing, trampoline, character work, dance. I mean, I did a bit of everything. So I feel related to all of them. You know? And I cannot say if I prefer one more than the other because they are all really specific and really beautiful in their own art.
Now, is there a different heart to this story for people in Buffalo seeing the show this weekend? It is a Christmas story.
It is. It is magical. I think this show, whatever you believe in these times of Christmas, even if you have another culture or whatever you celebrate, I think it brings the family together. We want to say to the audience that no matter what, family is really important. And that we should come together at least on these times and enjoy ourselves because we know this world is so busy these
yes.
days that we don't take so much time to be with those that we love. It's actually the first show that the Cirque du Soleil create for Christmas,
yeah.
You know? And the concept is about these holidays, beautiful holidays.
Lovely. Well, Merry Christmas to you here in Buffalo.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony.
Thank you. I hope you've had a wonderful time here and we've been so happy to have you.
We do. We really like it here in Buffalo. Thank you so much. And the audience, they are so given, I have to say that, because you find all type of different audience. Maybe they are a bit more quiet, but at the end they are crazy. But they are with us from the beginning to the end. And the artists, they really appreciate that.
Well, Buffalonians go out. We do.
Yes.
I wish we had given you more snow. But...
No, I have enough in Montreal.
All right.
Enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
delicious to have the opportunity to talk to a person like this, intimately involved from the beginning of this show and with Cirque for so many years, the little insights you can get.
So she was an Olympian about to represent Spain in 1992?
Yes.
Wow.
The performers in this show, as she is herself, are simply the top people in the world of circus. In fact, Luis Tapia, who does the Santa Claus character, the juggler, the amazing juggler.
Oh, yeah.
Seventh generation circus. And he just had a baby while he was here. That will be eight.
The juggling was unlike anything I've ever seen. Sure, the batons and things go up in the air and they come back down. But there are other spins going on simultaneously. I completely lost track of how he's doing this. It was unique.
I love the structure of the show where the audience applauds thinking they've seen the climax of the act. And in fact, you ain't seen nothing yet, kids. They will top that. My favorite was the Diablos, the Taiwanese group, throwing the lights under those lines, under those cords. And the audience applauds. They think the act is over. And then they come out into the audience and they start throwing them from the audience. And then they take two audience members onto the stage.
Right.
And flip them around. It's like, just when you think you've seen it all.
I asked the Shea stage manager, how do you select the people from the audience? He said, well, it's sort of a mutual agreement. They want to do it, and we check them out. The couple on stage when I went, they were really into it. You got to go twice.
I did go twice, and it's absolutely true. The second time you notice things you didn't notice the first time. The degree to which St. Nicholas is her guide. It's a little girl who, well, she's not a little girl, she's beginning to be an adolescent, and she decides she's just all over the tradition of doing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Then she gets transported into this magical world where her father has to retrieve her, and she encounters, well, sort of like the Nutcracker, where
right.
She ends up in the candy land, and they all perform marvelous little routines for her. Similar.
But it is funny. When we first meet her, she's too cool for school. And you're thinking, oh my God, get over yourself, girl. And by the end of the show, of course, we all love her to pieces.
We love her. Yes.
And her father at the beginning. Oh, you said, I think, it looks like he can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well, yeah, I started there. With Edesia, you tricked us.
She sure did.
She did.
So there is sort of a structure. The narrator reads a little bit from A Visit from St. Nicholas. But the other structure, as you point out, is the daughter, who is just over Christmas, suddenly discovering the magic. And as she discovers it, of course, we discover it. So it's a wonderful family show.
Yes, and her klutz of a father.
Oh, my God.
Not. So those fun little insights from Edesia Moreno Barata herself, who created this show, and the marvelous performers who are in Buffalo. 'Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil. It is at Shea's. It is through this weekend. It is magic.
Of course, everything in the world has a Buffalo connection, and we have a Buffalo connection with the stage manager, right?
The stage manager, Stuart Ritchie. She studied at Elon University and was one of Buffalo's own Lynn Kurzile Formato's students. So there you go. And also continuing through the weekend is Alleyway's Christmas Carol, which is sublime. I had a wonderful time.
This one is different, but in a good way.
Okay, so Merry Christmas, Peter.
When we meet again, it'll be for the new year.
For the new year. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.